This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton.
Сьогодні я хотів би підтримати всі ті наші міста і громади, які щодня.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that Russian shelling killed three civilians in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. He called the shelling brutal terrorist attacks. Ukraine recaptured Kherson in November after nearly 8 months of occupation by Russian forces, who seized it soon after the start of a large-scale invasion. The area is now under almost constant bombardment from Russian forces on the opposite side of the Dnipro River. Officials said one more person died in the eastern Donetsk region, while Zelensky said the three people killed in Kherson had gone to a store to buy groceries. The regional governor of Kherson said three people, including an elderly woman, were also wounded during the artillery shelling of the city. The head of Ukraine's defense intelligence, Krylo Budinov, told VOA that Russia is trying to buy, quote, anything, anywhere, including from Southeast Asian countries like Myanmar, to get weapons for its invasion of Ukraine. In a recent interview with VOA, the top Ukrainian intelligence official said there are certain efforts to buy through third countries large-scale withdrawal of weapons. A spokesperson for the Myanmar junta, Major General Za Min Tun, told VOA Burmese by phone this week that the accusation is, quote, impossible and illogical. A bomb blast tore through a Shiite cultural center in Afghanistan's northern Balkh province on Saturday, killing a security guard and wounding at least eight people. A local police spokesman told VOA the blast had targeted a ceremony honoring the Afghan media in the provincial capital. He said that five journalists and three children were among those injured. Provincial officials and religious clerics were also among the guests at the event. A spokesman for the Taliban said a planted explosive device caused the blast. VOA News. More than 1,000 migrants were brought ashore in southern Italy on Saturday after coast guards launched major rescue operations for three boats struggling in rough seas off Calabria. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
More than 1,000 migrants were brought ashore in southern Italy on Saturday. Coast guards had launched major rescue operations for three boats struggling in rough seas off Calabria, while another escorted a packed fishing boat carrying 487 migrants into the port of Crotone, close to the scene of a February 26th shipwreck that killed at least 74 people. Local officials said a further 200 migrants had been picked up off the coast of Sicily and would be ferried to Catania later in the day. More than 4,000 people have reached Italy since Wednesday, compared to around 1,300 for the whole of March last year.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Iran and Saudi Arabia have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations and reopen embassies after years of tensions. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The two countries released a joint communique about the deal that was negotiated with China. The development represents a diplomatic achievement for Beijing amid its ceremonial National People's Congress this week. Shortly after the Iranian announcement, Saudi state media began publishing the same statement. Tensions have been running high between Iran and Saudi Arabia. The kingdom broke off its ties with Iran in 2016 after protesters invaded Saudi diplomatic posts there. Saudi Arabia had executed a prominent Shiite cleric days earlier, triggering the demonstrations. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
3 years since the COVID pandemic began, nearly 200 prominent world figures on Saturday called for the vaccine inequity seen during the crisis to be relegated to history. It was published to mark the three-year anniversary since the World Health Organization first described the COVID-19 crisis as a pandemic. The letter, signed by nearly 200 prominent world figures, criticized the glaring inequity that characterized the response to the pandemic, which has officially killed nearly 7 million people worldwide. The true toll of the worldwide health crisis is believed to be far higher. Three former members of a Hong Kong group that used to organize annual vigils in remembrance of the victims of China's 1989 crackdown in Tiananmen Square were jailed on Saturday for 4.5 months for failing to hand over information on the group in accordance with Hong Kong's national security law. The offense carries a maximum sentence of 6 months. And authorities ordered more than 1,500 people to evacuate from a Northern California agricultural community famous for its strawberry crop after a river levee was breached by flooding from a new atmospheric river pummeling the state. Marissa Milton, VOA News.